Visiting with head coach Tommy Tuberville from the 2004 Auburn Tigers, now national champions officially, as news coming out of Auburn University. And, Coach, congratulations, man. I know that that's a big thing. You've said numerous times that's one of the best teams and best programs you've ever been around.
No doubt, Ben. It's just unfortunate it took 21 years. But, you know, I won four national championships at Miami and some other schools and as an assistant coach. And now I can put this on my resume as being a head coach of a national championship team. And, you know, what a great team, as you said. Not just a team, but great young men. And they've grown up to be great young men. And proud of them, proud for what they did. We had a great coaching staff. But you know what really helped us that year was our fans. My God, our fans traveled with us. It was the scene at Tennessee when we played them in the middle of the year up at Neyland Stadium, and we were ahead like 28 points at halftime, and they were a top 10 team. Mm-hmm. It was phenomenal.
I will say this. That is probably, in my opinion, one of the best running back rooms I've ever seen in my lifetime. Now, I'm sure that, you know, some people would argue at Auburn that it wasn't too bad when it was Lionel Little Train James as well as Bo and Tommy Agee when they were back there. But, I mean, you had guys in the fourth spot that weren't even seeing the field. And when they did, you know, they were turning it on and looked like starters out there.
Yeah, and you remember Brandon Johnson, I had to get him to transfer the year before, to play 10 years in the NFL at 6'5", 275 pounds, and run a 4.5 40. Then we had Trey Smith. Hey, we were unbelievable. And, of course, we had an offensive line to go with it, tight ends, and it was just fun to watch. If somebody couldn't stop the run, they were in for a long day against that 2004 offense.
Jason Campbell now a part of the broadcast with Andy and the guys and does a lot of pregame stuff on the air and does some stuff with NIL at the university. And, you know, he's one of my favorite Auburn players that have ever come through. And you got to see it, coaches. Jason went through quite a few offensive coordinators. And even last year, Al Borges talked about how when he came to Auburn, his eyes just lit up. He just didn't realize what he had in store for himself with somebody like Jason at the helm.
Yeah, you know, the key was, and I think one of the best coaches that I ever coached with that was a technique guy and really understood offense and how to coach a quarterback. It's hard to find. You find all these guys that come in and think they can coach a quarterback, but they don't really coach fundamentals. Bobby Petrino, who now is at Arkansas, was the best I've ever seen. And, of course, Bobby had a good career at Louisville and Arkansas and unfortunately left in Atlanta. But Texas A&M, but I tell you what, Jason was a guy that needed that. He needed somebody to just put the fundamentals. Then Al came in and did the same thing. It's just a fun time. We had offensive line, we had receivers, Courtney Taylor, Ben, Devin Arumashadu, and Ben Obamanu, and so we just had a lot of good players.
Again, Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Senator Tommy Tuberville visiting with us on the WANI hotline, talking the 2004 now national championship team, as well as we'll get to some politics shortly. But first, you know, you hear different stories. They brought them up last year from that team to talk. Andy did at one of the lunches that they had, and that was one of the greatest lunches I've been to because it had that team, number one, and then also Bruce Pearl spoke that day. That was a star-studded Auburn luncheon to go to. But even Eden's talking about how when he made that famous sack against LSU that just rocked the stadium, and he didn't even realize what he'd done until he got to the sideline. And that team just seemed like it was almost like all business, like their expectations were to be successful and to persevere regardless if they were down, whether they were up. It almost was a semi-pro team, it looked like you had on your hands.
Oh, yeah. A lot of those kids played in the NFL, and, of course, there are a lot of friends. We've had the 10- to 20-year reunion. It's good to see all those guys. I tell Brett Edens every time I see him, I said, I had a great look at you when you had come off the corner and sacked the quarterback, LSU quarterback, and I swear you had your eyes closed, you know. I tell you what, the defense was, I mean, it was just an all-around rounded team with good, excellent kicking game. But the coaches, if you remember, we didn't go through a lot of coaches while I was at Auburn. The whole key is keeping the same coaches there to continue to teach the same things. Recruiting was great, and a lot of those guys that played on that team were 2 and 3 stars. They weren't 4 and 5 stars. They made themselves into players, and again, it'd be hard to have a team like that again simply for the fact of the NIL.
Well, and let me jump into that, and not to take anything away from the 04, but NIL, some things have changed, some things haven't. Do we still have a grasp on the how that's going to be handled moving forward, or are we still going to have to keep people involved and slap hands? And, I mean, you kept hearing, even out of Auburn's side, come August 1, trust me, you know, you'll see that, you know, everything will change. And nothing, it doesn't seem like, because of rulings that have taken place and that kind of thing. So where do you stand on that to this day, Coach, as far as NIL is concerned?
Well, Joe Manchin and I, for 3 years, tried to help with the bill and get it on the floor. It's almost impossible to do that. We're going to have to get involved federally. President Trump knows that. I visit with him quite often. He did a few things to try to save women's sports through the NIL and Olympic sports with an executive order. You know, the NIL is out of the the cat's out of the bag. Okay, and I'm not for kids making money, but the judge, the ruling was that it was when you got there, you make money off your name, image, and likeness, not being recruited. So it's turned into pay for play. I think that's one thing we got to get out of is recruiting with money to get to attract players. Now, once they get there, they get paid whatever they earn or whatever you want to give them. But I think at the end of the day, that's got to be addressed. But the one thing that I've talked to President Trump, I'll talk to him again next week, and it's going to be about the transfer portal. We have to do something about that. We can't let kids transfer every year. Again, everybody's got their opinion on it. My opinion is what worked for us for 50 years was, hey, you're allowed to transfer. But you only transfer and you lose that year. You have to sit out. You can't play immediately. I think that's one thing that would really slow down, the NIL. It would also help on graduation. You hear nothing about education anymore in college sports. It's got to go back to being education-minded. And I think the transfer portal would be one of the things that we could rectify to make this thing work again.
Yeah, they showed graphics on a player, and I'm not going to call any names out, but basically 5 schools in 5 years and still didn't have a degree. Yeah. And that there's an issue. Oh. There's a problem with that when that's the case.
Yeah, big problem. And again, if we're going to have minor league sports, let's don't even make them go to school. Let's just sign them and put them, have a salary cap like the NFL. Bring kids in, train them. Don't worry about going to class. It's becoming a joke, what it's becoming. And a lot of our education system's a joke anyway. A lot of African kids in this country can't read and write past 6th grade reading level. But we have got to start not just talking about education in this country. We've got to educate. And a lot of it is looked at through the eyes of these young kids, so these players in college sports. And so we've got to make good examples, but we also got to educate these kids that come to these universities. And that's going to be on my agenda for, the year and a half in the Senate. And heaven help, if I can become governor, it's going to be the same thing when I get to Alabama running the state.
Again, Tommy Tuberville on the WANI hotline as we talk a little bit about the 2004 team, as well as we talk about some politics in the state of Alabama, as well as nationally. Kind enough to take his time with us as he is out on the road doing senator things. Again, Senator Tommy Tuberville, as well as gubernatorial candidate Tommy Tuberville on the WANI hotline. Well, let's talk about that a little bit. As I know right now, I mean, you've got stuff that you're handling in Washington. I mean, we've even seen you're very close to Trump. I mean, there's the left have, they kind of disavowed him from meeting with Putin, but it looked to me, I mean, that's what leaders do. You've been around a lot of leaders being in the coaching field now in the political world, and you saw that just last week where they were able to break bread, and I still think that one of the biggest flexes and show of forces I've seen is when those planes escorted him right back to where he came from.
Yeah, well, you're exactly right. Let me tell you, being a leader is a hard job, especially look at what President Trump, he inherited a complete god-awful mess here in our country with the border and the debt and the inflation. And then, of course, all the things going on, all the wars. He's already stopped about 5 or 6 wars in the first 6 months. But this is not his. This could have been stopped. I'm on the Armed Services Committee. and this could have been stopped by Joe Biden and the Democrats. They wanted this war to continue for some reason. President Trump, I don't know whether he can do it, you know, because right now Russia's winning. Why would Russia quit when they're winning a war that they've lost probably a million young men and women, whether they've died or been maimed, and then so is Ukraine. So I told President Trump when he got back, I saw him Monday in the Oval Office, that people are going to expect this to work. But the only way you can make it work is to start dialogue. And we had no dialogue with Putin for 4 years. Putin wouldn't talk to the Biden administration, but Trump is talking. Talking will end up in some form of ceasefire and peace sooner or later. Now, I don't know when that's going to happen, but my God, what a tough job President Trump's got.
Move from there to let's talk a little bit about your campaigning that you're having to do in for the state of Alabama and the gubernatorial seat. And I guess my question is, before I let you go, is what are some of the issues that some of the Alabamians are telling you that they want you to work on and fix? I guess the top, let's just call it the top two priorities if you were to take office after Governor Ivey is done.
Yeah, the biggest thing, Ben, is how people live. You know, the economy. You got to look at this. We have 500,000 people in the state of Alabama that make less than $30,000 a year. Now, a lot of that is by design. People not working. We got a million people in this state that are not working. We got to get back to work. The taxpayers can't afford to pay people to sit at home. A lot of people we have to take care of. But the economy is number one. Infrastructure on the roads and bridges, that's going to be a huge priority. The one thing that we look at, and we got to look at with open eyes, and we're already there in a lot of areas around Huntsville and some of the other technology places. AI is the future of this country. People don't really understand artificial intelligence, but I'll put it in this form. Artificial intelligence is like the Internet was 30 years ago. People looked at the Internet, but people aren't going to use that. People aren't going to that's not ever going to catch on. Well, the Internet transformed the world. Now, AI will be 10 to 100 times more powerful than the Internet, and how it's going to change the complexity of the world as we see it. And so we have got to teach math. We have got to teach technology. We've got to bring manufacturers back to the state. And it's all going to be because people are going to look for ways and people that are really into AI. Do you know we have more engineers in Huntsville than any one spot in the United States? Hmm. We need to continue that. We need to train. So AI is the future. We're going to jump on top of that with all 4 feet. And the only way we can make our country, our state grow, and even our country grow, is bring manufacturers back. That's the reason why these tariffs. There's not a day goes by I don't have people calling me about, Coach, we're thinking about moving manufacturing from Europe or from Asia or from somewhere here in this country. And we need to recruit those people. They're either going to go to Georgia, Tennessee, Mississippi, or Florida. We got a great place for them here in Alabama, and that's what we're going to do.
On the WANI hotline with 2004 National Championship coach Tommy Tuberville, who is carrying out his senator duties today, also in the middle of a gubernatorial campaign trying to become governor after his term ends at Senate. But again, Tommy Tuberville on the WANI hotline. Before I let you go, Coach, are you planning on, as the university contact you, they're gonna bring you guys back? You know, there not a lot of guys from the 1910 and 1914 teams that can come back and celebrate, but now that those banners are going to be hung up in the stadium, have they got any plans to bring you guys back this year at all to help celebrate the awarding of the national championship?
Well, I hope they haven't heard anybody, but of course everybody's busy right now going to school and getting ready to start the season. I'll be there at almost every game, but I know it'll bring tears to the eyes of all these kids and I've seen them painting the 2004 on the stadium of being one of the national championship teams. There's not a more deserving team. Now, I know everybody deserves to go to a national championship. It's almost impossible, but these kids have had to wait 21 years. Some have even passed away, that played on that team. And we talk about those guys that were in the trenches with all of us. But again, there's not a closer football team that's ever played at Auburn, and I will say that with all my heart, or anywhere than that 2014. They loved each other. They played hard. We've lost Brother Chet here in the last 4 months, who was a big part of that. And but again, that'll be a good day when they pull down the curtain on the 2004 sign that says 2004 National Champion Auburn Tigers.
Any prediction on the Auburn-Baylor game out in Waco to kick off the season on Friday?
You know, I used to could tell you a little bit about opening season before NIL because you knew who were playing. You don't know who Baylor's got or who they bought, who Auburn is really. You know, I've heard some good things at Auburn practice, but your practice is one thing, game's another, and you got to go on the road. And don't think Baylor's not going to be high, sky high. And I think my understanding is they got a good quarterback. And Auburn's got to get off to a good start. You know, and I won't go to that game. I'll be at the Ball State game the next week. But, you know, I'm pulling for them and hope they get off to a good start. But I tell you, it's like betting on a horse race, and all horses are the first time to run it. How the heck do you pick that? You know, you don't know who's who. So same thing in the NIL. You know, we just have to grab a hold on and see what happens.
Coach, safe travels. I appreciate your time. Tell Camille I appreciate her putting all this together. And War Eagle, again, congratulations on the notoriety. We're going to have a number and a name hanging up there in the top of the stadium at Jordan-Hare.
And it'll be there forever, Ben. That's what's important. It'll be there forever. For long after all of us are gone, people will look at that going, you know, wonder what kind of team that was. Well, you know, I think deep down, hopefully there'll be a little history written about that team. And but looking forward to see everybody there. And thank God it's football season. Politics are just about wearing me out.
I love it. I love it. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, Coach. Safe travels. Thank you for your time today, sir.
All right. God bless.
Senator, as well as gubernatorial candidate and national championship coach of the 2004 Auburn Tigers, Tommy Tuberville on the WANI hotline on Auburn Opelika this morning.